Unit 2, Lesson 2A, Exercises 9 and 11.
I'm a bit of a bookworm. I always have a book on the go. Recently, I read Jane Eyre, which is by Charlotte Bronte. I'd previously read Shirley, another of her novels, which is set in Yorkshire during the Industrial Revolution. I'd found Shirley rather heavy-going, a bit tedious really, with extremely long and complex sentences, and I just couldn't get into it. But I'm not one to judge a book by its cover, so I was pleasantly surprised by Jane Eyre. I'd expected it to be equally heavy-going, but it wasn't. In fact, it's a real page-turner. Whereas Shirley is a third-person narrative, Jane Eyre is written in the first person. Central to the plot is the relationship between Jane and her employer, Edward Rochester. The characters are, I think, beautifully drawn and very convincing. I like Jane because she's a strong character who knows her own mind. The plot is quite complex. It isn't always clear what's going on. You have to read between the lines. But I like that about it. It's quite mysterious at times. And towards the ending, the story gets quite macabre and chilling. Essentially, the plot hinges on the identity of a mysterious person who we only meet towards the end of the story. There are lots of twists and turns, but to cut a long story short, and without giving away the ending, which is very poignant, the identity of the mystery person is revealed with devastating consequences. Anyway, I thoroughly recommend it. A great book to take on holiday, and really good bedtime reading too.